say that we're all at the start of this, and I would say that we're all in this together, and that together there's not going to be anything that we can't achieve, and that we are constantly evolving in terms of what this movement's going to be capable of, in terms of how we can positively change this country here in this world. And you know, it's up to each movement. You know, each movement, you know, Wall Street and London share a lot of the same themes, but, you know, the Wall Street movement runs itself, and the London movement runs itself, and we're trying to improve, you know, established lines of communication between everyone. But it's really going to come down to what do the folks in London and in England, what do they want to do? And because whatever it is, they're really going to be capable of it, because they've got the people behind them, and they represent the majority of the interests of the citizens of the UK. And when that happens, when those people come together and people realize that they can be a part of something that's going to affect change, and they get up off the couch and they get out into the streets, that's when things happen. That's when a structure begins to change. And it may take a while. It's got to take a while, you know, it is exhilarating and it is wonderful to see. And so, you know, as someone who's been able to volunteer in this movement here in Wall Street, it's something that I would, you know, encourage my brothers and sisters in London to stay at it, to keep doing what they're doing, not to listen to outside folks, you know, to tell them that they need to have this and they need to have that, you know, to reflect the kind of society they want to see by the way they treat each other, and to keep at it, because, you know, their eyes are on the prize, and the prize is huge, and the prize is beautiful, and I think they realize that. I think they get that. So I don't think I'm saying anything here that's going to be a surprise to anybody.